City of Powell River is currently in Stage 2 of the 4-stage water restrictions, with Haslam Lake levels near normal. Haslam is the city's potable water supply. City Director of Infrastructure Tor Bertig said there are some restrictions in Stage 2, as stipulated in Schedule C of the city's waterworks regulations and rates bylaw, so there are some limitations on water use. The reservoir at this time is only slightly below average for this time of year, said Bertig. Looking at Haslam Lake elevations, which I've done for probably 25 years, right now, it's about 2 inches below average for this time. We might get a rise, or at least it won't drop as much with this little bit of rain. At this point it is about 2 weeks ahead of schedule from our normal lake elevations. We're not in a panic situation at this time. Peak demand this year was recorded on July 6. Bertig said lately, the flow has fallen off. We're getting typical flows for this time of year, said Bertig. So, it looks like people are listening and reducing their demand on water. Bertig said the city has several functions that are important in distributing water. The city actively monitors the lake level and determines what is being stored, he added. We have to be cognizant, being able to provide fisheries flows to Duck Lake, which goes on to Lang Creek, in order to meet the fisheries flows come October and November, said Bertig. If the lake drops too much, we're not able to provide enough flow at those times. So, that's why we want to continue to restrict and monitor demand. Another important consideration if there are large demands on the water system is that it will drop the residual pressure in the system, which could compromise water flows in the event of a fire, which is not a situation the city wants to find itself in, said Bertig. That's another reason why we ask people to restrict their consumption, he added. The city is very fortunate to have the water supply it does. While other coastal and Vancouver Island communities find themselves in strict Stage 3 or 4 water restrictions, Bertig does not recall a time when Powell River has been in a Stage 3 restriction. We're fortunate that we do have a great water source and we're also fortunate that we are able to get gravity feed from the lake, right to our reservoir, which is not a typical situation, said Bertig. A lot of communities have to pump water out of the lake and over hills into their system. Fortunately, we just use gravity. Bertig said while Stage 2 water restrictions are in place, if residents are seen to be contravening the regulations, City Public Works crews will drop off notices to provide some education and guidelines. We're letting people know that restrictions are in place and that they're there to follow, said Bertig. If we find they continue to do so, we can implement fines. People normally listen, however, once we make them aware of the issues. According to Stage 2 water restrictions, for residential lawn sprinkling, properties with odd-numbered street addresses may water between 12 a.m. and 9 a.m. on odd calendar days, and properties with even-numbered street addresses may water between 12 a.m. and 9 a.m. on even calendar days. In Stage 2, there are no restrictions for watering flowers, vegetable gardens, decorative planters, shrubs and trees. Private pools, spas and garden ponds can be filled. Outdoor impermeable surface washing, such as driveways, sidewalks and parking lots, can only be washed for health and safety purposes, or to prepare a surface for painting or similar treatment. Washing for aesthetic purposes is prohibited. The same goes for private and commercial pressure washing. Outdoor vehicle washing can only be done with a hose equipped with a spring-loaded shutoff. The city has water restriction public service announcements on the Peak website, in Kathet Living magazine, on the radio, at the city's website at powellriver.ca, and on the city's social media channels. Join the Peak's email list for the top headline right in your inbox Monday to Friday, prpeak.com/account/mailing list.